There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Nowadays, it's very important for us to know who to trust. Lalo na sa pagbili ng sasakyan. Sobrang daming pwedeng pagpilian pero iilan lang ang totoong maaasahan. Who doesn't want an easy and convenient car buying process? Who should we trust to get all your car buying needs? AutoDeal has all the answers. AutoDeal is an all-in-one platform for your car needs. It makes your car buying experience worthy and more convenient. Up to 450 highly rated car dealers nationwide pa ang pwedeng pagpilian. So, what are you waiting for? Simplify your car buying journey and get the best deal at autodeal.com.ph.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 139 of The 80%. The self-help industry is a multi-billion dollar market and is predicted to continuously grow in size. There are hundreds of thousands of self-help gurus nowadays that are giving out advice left and right that sometimes it's already overwhelming and confusing to know which one is actually helpful and effective. Today, I'm sharing with you two practical tips that can help you discern which advice you should follow and what I believe is the right way to achieve personal growth and success. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Meron akong i-share sa inyo na nabasa ko sa isang newsletter a couple of weeks ago. No? I am also subscribed sa mga iba't ibang mga self-development and personal growth na newsletters. And sabi dun sa newsletter, don't force something that's not working. Remember that there are many different paths to personal growth and success. So of course, we all want to succeed in life. We all want to grow as a person. And this is the reason why yung mga self-help books, mga life coaches ay parang parami ng parami, di ba? Ever since na naging aware ako dun sa self-help na industry, ay talagang naging interested ako. I've read a lot of books. I've even attended a few seminars about life coaching or about self-development. And I don't know kung napapansin ninyo, minsan may mga advice sila na opposite or iba-iba at hindi mo alam kung alin ba yung tama. This is also the same pagdating sa financial growth or sa financial wealth natin. Kapag nag-search ka sa Google ng how to become rich, you'll see that there are a lot of answers. There will be articles that say that investing in the stock market is a great way to become rich. Yung iba ang pinopromote ay real estate investment. Some would say that the only way to become rich is to start your own business, become an entrepreneur. So, alin dito yung tama? And what I've learned is that there's no one path. There's no one right path to success. And sometimes we force ourselves into doing something that we've learned only to find out na hindi talaga ito para sa atin. And what happens is, instead of us realizing that this might not be the best path for me, biniblame natin yung sarili natin na siguro may mali sa akin or siguro talagang hindi ako magaling, kaya nagfi-fail ako dito. Don't force something that's not working. Remember that there are many different paths to personal growth and success. How do you navigate yung iba't ibang paths na to? There are a couple of things that you can do. The first thing is to test it. So when you encounter a strategy or you learn a tip na pwedeng makatulong sa'yo, you have to test it. When you test that strategy, it will be easier for you to realize kung para sa'yo ba siya or hindi. So a good example here is, for me, no, yung 5 a.m. habit o yung 5 a.m. club ni Robin Sharma. I don't know if you're aware of that. So dun sa 5 a.m. club na yun, sinasabi niya na you wake up at 5 a.m. and then you do 20-minute physical activity or exercise, and then 20-minute na journaling or meditation, and then 20-minute na studying or learning. So 1 hour yon. And I learned about this several years ago nung yung mga kaibigan ko, sinusubukan siya. So ako, sige, gagawin ko rin. For about a month, I woke up at 5 a.m. Tapos yun, ginagawa ko yung 20-20-20. And then, after a month, in-evaluate ko yung sarili ko. Una-una, parang hindi ko siya gusto. Hindi ko siya trip. Nahirapan ako. But at the same time, parang it's not really something that I'm excited to do. Kahit na 1 month ko siya ginawa, parang it still feels forced. So sabi nga natin, you have to test it. That's important. Did you make progress? If yes, then that's good. There's probably something there that you can continue doing. However, if it made no impact in your life and it only made you feel miserable, then there's no guilt in trying something else. Baka ibang strategy yung para sa'yo. When it comes to pursuing growth or your personal goals, it's okay to throw things at the wall and see what sticks, because a lot of it won't. Pagdating dun sa 5 a.m. habit, ang napansin ko na nagustuhan ko na part ay yung journaling and meditation. So, yes, I stopped doing the 5 a.m. habit. I quit the 5 a.m. club. Although I still know some friends na ginagawa siya hanggang ngayon, and they swore by it na talagang nakatulong ito sa kanila, pero sa akin hindi. However, kinuha ko yung meditation and journaling habit, and I applied it in my life. So ako, instead of waking up 5 a.m. the morning and doing the 5 a.m. habit, I went back to my usual waking time, which is around 8 to 9 a.m. And then, in-incorporate ko sa morning routine ko yung meditation. And hindi nga siya 20 minutes, 10 minutes lang na meditation. Tapos yung journaling naman, in-incorporate ko siya sa evening routine ko. One of the things that I usually do before I sleep is to write in my journal. And yun nga yung gamit natin sa ating Starbucks planner. Ginawa natin siyang gratitude journal. And now, I am enjoying the benefits of those two activities, which came from yung 5 a.m. habit. So I tested the strategy. It didn't really do anything for me. I felt miserable. So I stopped doing it, but I took away what worked for me. Sa finances, ang magandang example dito, pagdating sa budgeting strategies, there are a lot of budgeting strategies. One of the more popular ones is yung 50-30-20. I don't know if narinig niyo na yon. Yung budgeting strategy na 50-30-20, 50% needs, 30% wants, tas 20% investment or savings. Kung wala kang budgeting strategy na ginagamit, you can definitely try that. Test it. Ngayon, after a month or 2 months, how do you feel about it? If it doesn't work, then it's okay to quit that strategy and find something else. Baka mamaya, mas maganda pala sa'yo yung envelope method. Or probably from doing the 50-30-20, you can tweak it and come up with your own budgeting strategy. So don't force yourself to follow a particular strategy because you've learned somewhere, someone told you that it worked for them. Personal finance is personal, and I would say that something that works for one person might not necessarily work for you. So again, don't force something that's not working. Remember that there are many different paths to personal growth and success. Mahirap talagang maiwan ng taong mahal, pero mas mahirap ang masiraan ng kotse sa gitna ng daan. Don't let this happen again. It's time to upgrade with AutoDeal, an all-in-one platform for your car needs. Para sa sulit and wide selection of promos and trustworthy sales agents, sagot na ng AutoDeal yan. AutoDeal can bring you one tap closer to your dream car with more than 450 highly rated partner car dealers nationwide. So, no need to worry for your next road trip. Visit autodeal.com.ph to get the best car deals.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The second thing that you can do is to simplify it. We often make things more difficult than they need to be. But what if we could make things more effortless? Not every method, routine, or process is going to be obvious. Make modifications, take what serves you and your goals, and leave behind what doesn't. So, marami tayong tinatry na strategies, and kung masyado siyang mahirap, mas mababa yung magiging motivation natin na gawin siya parate. Sabi nga sa Atomic Habits, if you want to learn a habit, make it simple, make it easy, make it obvious, make it rewarding. So in this case, how do you simplify a habit that you're trying to learn so that it will be more effortless or it will take less effort from you to do it? Nung na-realize ko na masarap mag-journal or maraming benefits yung pag-journal, I eventually discovered yung gratitude journaling. And if you look up yung gratitude journal habit, sinasabi nila doon na at the end of the day, write three things that you're grateful for. So I tried doing that again after almost a month. Parang hindi ko siya gusto dahil ang hirap. Imaginin mo na you write three things that you're grateful for every day. And minsan, wala namang nangyaring significant sa araw ko na I feel truly grateful for. Sometimes, what I am grateful for today are the same things that I was grateful for yesterday. So, sinasabi ko sa sarili ko, parang ang weird naman na everyday, pare-pareho na lang yung sinusulat ko. Siyempre, gusto ko may variety ng konti. And that's when I realized na pumunta ako dun sa point na finoforce ko na yung sarili ko na mag-gratitude journal. And as we all know, that is not something na maganda. Kasi you are at the point na ginagawa mo nilang obligation. So instead, sinimplify ko yung habit of doing a gratitude journal. Instead na three, sabi ko, isa lang isulat mo. And then instead of writing down something that you're grateful for, if wala kang maisip, it's okay to write something that made you happy that day or something that made you smile, something that fascinated you that day. And naging mas madali siya for me. Kasi minsan pag talagang wala akong maisip na something na I am grateful for the day, naisip ko na lang, ay hindi, kanina meron akong nakita na meme sa Facebook na napatawa ko. So yun na lang yung sinusulat ko. And I just need to write down one. There will be days na marami akong naisusulat. I can write 3, 4, 5 things that I am grateful for. But there are other days na I just write there one thing na nagpasaya sa akin nung araw na yon. Sometimes, yung masarap na ulam nung dinner, yun na lang inialagay ko. It's not really what you can call na you're super grateful for, but at the very least, it's something that made you feel happy or something that gave you positive emotions that day. So sinimplify ko yung habit of writing in a gratitude journal. I don't force myself na mag-isip ng tatlo. So isa lang. And maski yung mga mabababaw, quote-unquote, na mga bagay, ay pwede ko siyang isulat. I didn't really need to be strict with the habit. So dun sa simplifying it, may mga kakilala ko na gusto mag-invest sa stock market. And siyempre, sinasabi natin na kailangan mong mag-aral, pag-aralan yung mga companies before mo siya bilhin. Look at the fundamentals, look at the potential for growth. And there are people who get discouraged at investing in the stock market because they don't really have the time or they're not really motivated or inspired to look at company reports, etc. So sabi ko sa kanila, you can just simplify your investing strategy. Instead of investing in individual stocks, then perhaps the best option for you is to just invest in a mutual fund, to invest in an equity fund. Diba? Mas simple yon, but still, it can bring you to the financial goal that you are working for. Don't force something that's not working. Remember that there are many different paths to personal growth and success. Dun sa dalawang strategy natin na testing it and simplifying it, I hope that this will help you learn new habits without really feeling forced or without really feeling pressured to strictly follow what other people are doing. And at the end of the day, it's all about growth. Whatever way helps you to get there is the right way. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please click the follow button for the 80% at i-share mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.